This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in to a Monday, the 2nd of June, 2025. Welcome to Evan and Tiki. It has been about 40 hours since the Knicks lost Game 6, 40 hours since the Knicks season ended in Indiana, in the Indianapolis, Indiana. And there is one thing that pops into my brain to describe not just Game 6, not just this series against the Pacers, but this entire season as a whole. Because I know there's a lot of mixed emotions on how one feels about this season. But to me, it is very clear. It was a blown opportunity. Everything about this season and this series was a blown opportunity. Go back to Game 6. It's only been 40 hours. You are down by 4 at halftime, in which you had no business being in the game. You're down by 4. Mm-hmm. You're right there. You got nothing out of Jalen Brunson. You got nothing out of Karl Anthony Towns. You're turning the basketball over like I'm running the point, and yet you're down 4. And that's the Knicks season as a whole. Like, despite all the issues they may have had in the regular season, you're the 3 seed. Despite all the issues you had against good teams, you beat the Celtics. Despite all of that, you're sitting in an Eastern Conference Finals where you're the favorite against the Indiana Pacers. So as we sit here today, not just looking back at Game 6, but looking back at the season as a whole, I define the 2025 New York Knicks this way. They blew a golden opportunity.
Yeah, but it was also a very successful season. We become so focused on championship, 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 championship. And I understand this with the Knicks. The window is likely getting very, very small because the Pacers are likely only going to get better. The Cavaliers are likely only going to get better. Don't know what's going to happen with Boston, but they're the Boston Celtics, and they've been very good, and they have one of the best executives and head coaches in the game. But this was also a team that nobody thought was going to beat the Celtics, as you mentioned. People honestly thought they would struggle with the Pistons. Yet, they're in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, which if you had said this at the beginning of the season, everybody would have taken.
Absolutely.
So
I agree with that.
While there is a frustration with the missed opportunity, and it's a real one, because if they had just played consistent, disciplined basketball like they did a couple of times in this series and the previous ones, they're likely in the NBA Finals, or at least playing for the NBA Finals. They win Game 6, and we're talking about Game 7. But this was a successful season, even if it doesn't feel like it.
It's not even to me about if it's successful or not, because sure, you're right about everything you said in terms of taking a step further than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's less that. It's just this team did not have the expectation to get where they got to. Yet now we're trying to change the expectation.
Well, because the expectations change, Teague. Everything changes.
Of course they do.
And the way I look at it, which is why if you want to call it a success or not, to me it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. What I think is undisputable is they blew an opportunity.
True.
They blew an opportunity. They blew an opportunity in game one, which is going to define this series. I mean, forget. We're going to talk about game six today. We're going to talk about it. I promise you. 5 years from now, no one's going to remember game six.
Right.
They're not going to remember game five. They're not going to remember game four. They're not going to remember game three. Mm. They're not even going to remember game two. This series and this season will be defined by blowing a 14-point lead with just a few minutes to go in game one, which is why I don't know what the future holds, but they blew this opportunity.
Yeah, of course.
They blew this great opportunity. And, you know, you mentioned the other teams in the NBA. You're right about that. We don't know what those teams are going to look like. To me, it's not even about them more than it is looking in the mirror. The Knicks were relatively healthy. Like, the Knicks got through a full 82-game season and these layers of the postseason in which their guys were still out there. Mm. That wasn't the case a year ago when they lost in seven to Indiana. That wasn't the case for Boston. That's not the case for a lot of teams. And so I thought the beginning of that second half, the third quarter on Saturday, was very indicative of basically everything about the 2025 New York Knicks. It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. But it was right there, and they blew it.
Yeah.
Well, it was right there, and they blew it.
Well, the frustrating thing is that, and because there's many ways to feel. One is angry, just pissed off because of how poorly they played, again, in the third quarter. Another one is, yeah, you know what? We're just not good enough. We're not. The better team beat us. The other thing is just to be resigned, right? That this is our lot. This is our place in the NBA. And it was fun while it lasted. We entertained you all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. But woe is me type of mindset. I think early on it's going to be anger. People are going to be pissed off. Because of what you're talking about, Evan, missed opportunities. All you had to do is be better in the third quarters of a lot of these games or at the end of the fourth quarter in game one, and you're likely going to the NBA Finals. So it's easy to get angry about that, but there's nothing that can be done about it other than to bitch about it.
Well, I think right now we are in that period of time, and you'll hear it on the show today, and you'll certainly hear it on the radio station, where we're still bemoaning or bitching, whatever word you'd like to use, about what happened. And you're right, you can't change the past. But as sports fans, we bemoan about what happened, and then we start to look towards the future. And I'll tell you what this all reminds me of. And I come from a perspective where neither of these teams I'm about to mention are my teams. So I'm saying this as an IBO, an IBO for baseball and an IBO for basketball. This is the way the Yankee season ended. And the reason why it feels very similar is all year long, as the Yankees were winning and having success, the Yankee fan was concerned about their defense. They were concerned about their fundamentals. And yet, in the divisional series, didn't matter, overcame it. In the league championship series, didn't matter, overcame it. They're now in the World Series. And in Game 5, ultimately, and you could argue the Yankee series was lost in Game 1, too. That's a fair comparison. But ultimately, the lasting image of the New York Yankees last year is that the issue they had all year that they overcame just rammed its head right in your face in the meltdown inning of Game 5.
Yeah, in that regard, you're right.
That's the Knicks, because all year long, as they won 51 games, we would say, hey, they're having a good season.
Yeah, of course.
But there was an underlying issue specifically with this team's defense. There was an underlying issue specifically with this team's communication. An underlying issue with this coach and his rotations. And ultimately, what happened in Game 6 was the underlying issue. Deuce McBride actually said this right after the game, respect to Deuce, when he said, it came back to roost, basically. Like, our issues all year exposed itself really in the second half of Game 6. And that, to me, is the Yankees, where they got to the World Series despite those issues. Well, the New York Knicks were 6 wins away from an NBA championship despite those issues. They were 2 wins away from an NBA Finals despite those issues. Yet, ultimately, the lack of communication, the rotation questions around Tom Thibodeau, and then, yes, their 2 best players don't defend was ultimately what did them in. And oh, sprinkle in a bunch of mindless, ridiculous turnovers.
Right.
And the roosters came home to roost. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
Chickens came home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To roost. And that's where Yankees and Knicks kind of feels the same. And I remember saying this after the Yankees lost the World Series. And still unknown, right? They have a great chance to get back, I guess. But we never know if they're going to get back to this opportunity. And we still don't know that. Same with the Mets after losing to the Dodgers. We have no idea if they're ever going to get back to the sixth game of the NLCS. Feels like it right now. Like, oh, they've got a good shot. But we don't know. We don't know how things are going to line up. And that's the missed opportunity portion of the Knicks. We don't know if they're ever going to get back here.
Right.
We don't know that. It's sports. Guys can get hurt. The landscape of the league can change. We have no idea. And that's why, whether it was Saturday night or even now on a Monday afternoon, I define the Knicks by blowing an opportunity. A great one. Doesn't mean this season was a failure. Doesn't mean it wasn't fun.
Right.
Doesn't mean I'm stunned they didn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, they went further than most of us thought. But they blew an opportunity.
It's funny, as an aside, I've heard that term, that idiom, so many times.
Which one?
Chickens come home to roost.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows what roost means.
And what does it mean?
A roost is a support on which birds rest.
Ah.
And so now it makes total sense.
Yeah, same.
I was confused, but now I'm not confused. And now it makes more sense when people use that idiom. Chickens come home to roost.
So basically, did I use it correctly, Tate?
Well, they just kind of come and sit. I understand why it's used, but it doesn't make much sense when you really think about it.
I have another rabbit hole for you, Tiki. Is this why roosters are called roosters? Because they don't fly. They just are always resting on the roost?
Probably. They're sitting on the roost.
They're roosters.
They're roosters. Anyways, back to the point.
I was waiting.
Right. So these issues, I think, here's the question. Are they fixable? Like, are these things that these players are always going to make, always going to be hamstrung by, or could these be coached out? Or
Is it a fatigue thing, which is something we speculated about last week? Is this a Tibbs thing because he's not holding them accountable enough? And maybe if you change your rotations and get guys time to sit back and look at themselves, they understand what they're doing wrong as opposed to being so damn tired they can't do right. And so there's many emotions, and anger is probably the earliest and easiest one because it feels like, oh, this guy's got to go and screw this guy and they're terrible. And they were also in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Despite all of their flaws. And to me, that's encouraging. That's the journey. And does this team have a window big enough to get back and try again? I have no idea, honestly. I think the NBA has turned over and turns over so much every single year. It could be a completely different set of situations a year from now. But to me, going on the ride was... it was great.
Well, I think
we stop appreciating that because we let the fact, at the end of the day, they weren't good enough, right? We all would agree. The Knicks aren't consistent or good enough to have beaten the Indiana Pacers. I don't have to debate that because it happened. It's a fact, right? So at the end of the day, you have to look at this team and say, maybe we'll get better. But man, this was a hell of a ride this year.
I don't think
nobody appreciates that.
I don't think there's any question that if you're view of the Knicks season is, was it fun or not? The answer was yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they got to the sixth game of the Eastern Conference Finals. It was fun. I think last year's Mets season was fun. I think last year's Yankee season was fun. You know what wasn't fun? The Jets and Giants seasons.
No, those were not at all.
But from that perspective...
When you think back on the Mets season last year,
right.
What do you feel? Now that you are months removed,
okay.
What do you feel?
So here's why I don't think the Met comp works as well as the Yankee comp. And I'll tell you why. I walked away from losing to the Dodgers, and while it was a missed opportunity, similar to the Knicks, the Dodgers were clearly better. Like, I walked away from that, and there weren't really that many regrets, because when you look at the games they lost, all the games they lost, they should have lost.
Right. Whereas the Yankees, any of those games, they could have won.
And that's the same with the Knicks, by the way. Like, it isn't as easy as, because you even just said it, well, the Pacers were better. Like, I'm not going to argue that the Pacers weren't better. They won the series.
They were just consistent.
They were consistent, and they were more consistent than the Knicks, and they matched up well against the Knicks. I agree with all that, but the Knicks should have won game one. They blew it.
Yeah.
And if they win game one, everything's different. I can't tell you the Knicks definitively win this series. That's fiction. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you the entire series is different. I can tell you that we're sitting here on a Monday talking about something different today than we are right now. So that's where it's the same as the Yankees, because the Yankees should have won game one. And much like there's going to be a lot of phone calls today about Tom Thibodeau, there were a lot of phone calls about Aaron Boone that day.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Nestor Cortez in the game?
Right.
Well, guess what? I got one for you. How come Mitchell Robinson, who I would argue with you, was one of the best players on the floor for the Knicks all playoff long, wasn't out there enough in the fourth quarter of game six? Why? He impacted this game in such a major way. He had five offensive rebounds in the first quarter. He kept them in the game.
Right.
So much like there were very fair questions for Aaron Boone after the World Series, in which if he does something different and the Yankees win game one, again, I can't tell you the Yankees win the World Series. I could tell you it's a different series. I could tell you it's very different. And it goes back to this.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Pacers are the better team. Congratulations, if I haven't said it already. They're in the NBA Finals. No one's going to try to take anything away from them. But it's not as simple as I think the Met-Dodger one, which was, hey, the Dodgers were better. They whipped the Mets' ass in the four games they won. I can't look at it that way in this series.
Yeah, well,
and that's why it's a blown opportunity.
Well, I think what the flaws that the Knicks have and had throughout the regular season and the postseason almost feel a part of their identity as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, why did we think that was going to change? And the answer is you shouldn't. Because when someone repeatedly shows and does something to them, to you, or for you, believe them, right? Don't think they're going to be any different. I hate to use the analogy because it is what it is, but it's exactly what the Yankees were.
No, you're right. That's why point. I brought it up.
You're dead on it. They were bad drunkards playing baseball,
okay,
according to John Sterling, and it looked like it in moments against the Dodgers.
So then based on that, I'll tell you why we should be surprised, even if we shouldn't be surprised Right now, we're in the middle of June. We're in early June. The baseball season is very calm.
Yeah.
But I think if you ask Met fans to bring them in the conversation, hey, Mets are in first place. That's great. What's your biggest flaw? And I think they'd all say, we don't hit with runners in scoring position. It's been an issue all year.
Except for against the Rockies.
Except against the Rockies. Even then, they didn't exactly, you know, rip it with runners in scoring position. So let's say now we fast forward a few months. Mets are in the playoffs. They're in the NLCS against the Padres. And they go 0-19 with runners in scoring position.
Are you going to be surprised?
Well, yeah, because because when you get that far, like the Knicks did to the Eastern Conference Finals,
yeah,
you believe you're going to be able to overcome it. Just like the Yankees did. They're in the World Series despite all of those issues we laid out. And your brain starts to tell you, maybe we'll be able to overcome it. Maybe.
Yeah,
the fact that our defense is so wildly inconsistent. Look, they overcame it against Boston.
Yeah, but it almost feels like an in spite of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're winning and advancing in spite of this massive flaw.
Yeah.
So in moments, you're failing forward. And that happens. I'm not saying that's what happened to this Knicks team because I think they were, I mean, look, they're better than the Pistons. They played better in a lot of moments against the Boston Celtics, especially in massive deficit mode. They played better, right? They found ways to win those games. They couldn't do it against the Indiana Pacers, and that's because the Pacers are just consistent.
Well, that's the word.
And they come at you with waves.
Yes.
And it's, is it Tyrese Halliburton? Is it Eastern Conference Series MVP?
Pascal Siakam.
Even though Halliburton thought it was him.
Yeah.
Right? Is it Nesmith? Is it Nimhard? Like who the hell is it? It's always somebody different. And they are always consistent. Even if they had bad days, they were consistent across
ultimately
their four or five.
The Knicks' consistency of being inconsistent is what did them in.
Right.
And so it was a long season. It was a fun season. They absolutely took another step from last year, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I think when we look back at 2025, or we talk about it even today, it's a major missed opportunity.
Right, and it's game one.
Yes, and it will always go back to game one. We'll hear from Knicks fans coming up. We'll hear from the prophet of positivity. I can't wait to hear the spin job today. And, of course, we'll talk to you at 888-808-1019. And, Knicks fans, I'm going to do you all a favor because I know you don't want to do it. You don't want to cite a specific call or a specific moment that really killed you in game six. So I'll do it for you because it was one of the worst calls I think I've ever seen. And it really changed a lot of what ended up happening in game six. 40 hours ago, the New York Knicks season ended. And all eyes and all ears looked at their leader, Tommy Lugauer. So, Tommy, as we sit here 40 hours after your basketball season ended, I remember you telling us it's always been Knicks in seven. It is Knicks in seven. And you could take it to the bank. Did your bank get robbed, Tommy?
No, but I heard from a few people that their checks bounced,
yeah,
which I apologize for. That's always embarrassing. I thought we had more money in the checking account than we did. It's disappointing. Whenever you get this close, I'm not going to sugarcoat it from that aspect. It's disappointing when you get to the final four teams, an Eastern Conference Finals, and you can begin to dream about a parade. You could taste the championship. When you fall just a little short, it's disappointing. That being said, the Knicks' future is very, very bright. They are not going anywhere. They have progressed now. They have taken another step into the Eastern Conference Finals. So there's no reason not to believe that they aren't going to take another step next year. In fact, you like to write things down, don't you, Evan?
I love to write things down, yes.
Right here on June 1st at 2:28.
It's June 2nd, but close.
All right, start over. Right here on June 2nd. At 2:28, you could write this one down.
Yeah.
The Knicks are winning the championship next year. It is Knicks in 26. We will bang the drum. And as we stand here a year from now, we will be discussing the Knicks in the finals. And we will all be celebrating the first championship for most of us, in the first one in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of us, the first in many, many, many years.
Okay, whatever
Knicks
you say.
Knicks in 26.
All right. Sounds like a broken man, Teague. You can hear it in his voice. Right. It's just not fully Tommy anymore.
It's not confident.
No.
It is very, okay, yes, it's going to happen, but maybe not. believe me, but I don't know if I'm actually, but yeah, I am. Knicks in 26.
I think the first part of what you said I did believe, which is it was very disappointing. Yeah. Like, I think last year, and I took flack for saying, hey, I'd be pissed off if I lost in seven at home to the Pacers, but most Knicks fans were like, hey, look, we were ravaged by injuries. Mm-hmm. It was a great run. Let's give them a golf clap. This year is very, very different. It's actually different than any other year we've experienced in a long time, which shows you the expectations have grown. And it also shows you that the belief coming into this series against Indiana was universal. The Knicks were going to beat the Pacers.
Right.
That was a universal belief. And for that not to happen, especially with what happened early in this series in Game 1, and even the way it ended in Game 6 with it just eventually becoming a laugher in the last 5 to 8 minutes of this game, that's the key word. It's a blown opportunity, and it's massively disappointing. Can they get back here next year? They got a long road to go. And we'll spend time examining what needs to be done to get back here next year. But let's get to your phone calls. Let's hear from the Knicks fans on this Monday, 888-808-1019. Eric in Rivervale, lead it off. Eric, how are you?
What's up, Eric?
Evan, Tiki, what's happening, boys?
All's good, dude.
Oh, man, I gotta at least give you some props, Evan. I thought you might come in as the lead of the coalition and get on the Knicks pretty good. But I actually 100% agree with you. I think, you know, this tape that I've been hearing all day, you know, that the Knicks aren't good enough or they aren't built properly or, you know, Thibodeau is somehow the second coming of David Fizdale. And, you know, all this nonsense to me, you know, it's just not the right narrative. I mean, it really isn't. Is it disappointing? 100%. What I was disappointed at is the way the Knicks showed up, right? It was the execution. It was awful. From Brunson to Cat to, you know, everybody. I mean, OG is the leading scorer on the team in an elimination game. You're not winning.
Right.
I don't care who you're playing. That's not the way the Knicks are built. So to me, you know, yeah, there are holes, absolutely. But I think, you know, ultimately for me, it's like, look, it's super disappointing. Is this season a success? I think so. I mean, I think both things can be true. I could be disappointed in the opportunity lost for sure. But, you know, we've made it further than we did last year. The team is still in a really good place. And I think there are some moves that, you know, they can make if they're creative that will make this team better.
But they're going to have to be settled because they don't have a lot of resources to do any of those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's right about being disappointed. And I think the one thing, if it was a frustration, it's why did Jalen Brunson have such a bad game on this game?
And we all expected that kind of epic Jalen Brunson game, and right. We thought we were getting it because on the first two Nick possessions, Jalen was uber aggressive. Yep. He scored the first 4 points, and it felt like, all right,
here we go.
This is going to be a Jalen special.
Right. We've seen this movie before. He's going to score 40, and he's going to, not single-handedly because obviously it's a team thing, but you know what I mean. He's going to put this team in position to steal this sixth game on the road and bring it back to Madison Square Garden. And he just fizzled. And you can't explain it. I don't want to make excuses. I'm sure he has his own thoughts on it. And I don't know if he spoke on it after the game. I didn't stay up to watch it. But I wonder, like, why? And I think if you're a Knick fan, that's what you're frustrated
by. Well, I think
the
ultimate why is Aaron Nesmith did and Andrew Nemhard did a great job defensively against him.
But they harassed him constantly.
They
had done that all series long.
No, I know. I got you.
And he'd found ways to be successful anyways. Well, what was different?
Well, I think what's different is that Jalen Brunson had to work so hard throughout this series. And finally in the sixth game, he got sloppy with the basketball. He turned the ball over like basically everybody else on this team did. Right. It's not an excuse for Jalen Brunson. I'm not making one. It's more to answer your question of what happened. But in terms of great season, fun season, wonderful season, I bring it back to the Yankees again. Because Sean Morash, last June, I asked him, hey, what's a great season for the Yankees? This was well before they got to the World Series. And he said they better get to the World Series, and the only outcome I'd be okay with is losing to the Dodgers. And the reason Sean said that is because, well, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They're the best team. If I get to the World Series and I lose to them, that's the one outcome where I'd say, hey, listen, it's been a good year.
Right.
But don't you think, Sean, based on how you lost to them, based on blowing Game 1, a game that was right there for you, even Game 5, but really go back to Game 1, doesn't that kind of change how you felt leaving Yankee Stadium that night?
Absolutely it does. It's June 2nd, and I still can't get over Game 1 of the World Series last year. And I don't know that I'll ever get over it.
And that's the same with the Knicks.
Exactly. Well, because it feels very self-inflicted.
Exactly, and it feels like the ultimate what-if. What if Tim Hill came in for Nestor Cortes and they won Game 1?
They were both warming up.
Yep, that was it. How much of that series changed? We'll never know, and unfortunately, it's going to be the one that got away from
it. And that's Game 1 against Indiana. Like, coming into that series, you're expected to win, but coming into the season, you don't know if you're getting to a conference finals. You don't expect to get to a conference finals. You certainly don't expect to beat Boston. Once you do that, expectations change. Once you have a 14-point lead in the final few minutes of Game 1, expectations change. And that's why, as I was sitting there, I was actually driving home Saturday night because I watched this game at a friend's house with multiple friends. It's really my wife's friends, but they are my friends now, too. And I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, like, my brain is really in overdrive, and I'm like, this is the Yankees. It really is. It's the freaking Yankees, especially when Deuce comes out and says, yeah, all our issues came back to kill us in Game 6. Basically what happened to the Yankees.
And what are we saying about the Yankees this year? The American League is easy. The division is easy. Right. It's so wide open. What are Knicks fans going to think next year with no Jason Tatum on the Boston Celtics? This is our East this year. It has to be. But ultimately, it's such a long hill to climb. Anything can happen that you could always look back at Game 1 here.
Let's go to Hugo in New Rochelle. How are you, Hugo?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You guys are the best. God bless you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I got one thing for Evan.
Yes.
I remember how when teams lose and they blow a chance to be somewhere where it could be a championship, yeah, of course it's disappointing, but also you got to understand one thing. The other team played better. Okay? We lost Game 1, but the guy hit 7 incredible 3-pointers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. It just wasn't meant to be. And one thing I want to tell you, Evan, I remember a long time ago you said that you would like to win one championship and then never win again, and you'd be happy.
Yes.
Well, I'm a little different breed. I like to win during the year because I wake up in a very bad mood when my team loses, and going to work in a bad mood.
No, I understand that, but I want one. I want to experience it. I'm sure a lot of Knicks fans are thinking that, too. Like, if I tell a Knicks fan right now, you could have won the championship this year, but then after that, you're going to suck. It's all going to fall apart, and you're going to be in the lottery for the next 10 years. Or you could be a fun little mid-90s Knicks team, get to the second round, get to a conference finals, but you're never going to win anything. Don't you think most people would say, give me the championship? Wouldn't you say, Tommy, give me the championship?
I would say give me the championship, and maybe this is just the way that I'm built, being a Met fan and really being a Giant fan. When I was younger, they weren't very good. I love the climb. I do. I love almost the failures as much as the success, because it makes the success even better. Right now, everybody's going to write off the Knicks. This was their best chance. There's no way they're going to win a title now. This guy stinks. This guy's soft. And it's going to make next year, Knicks in 26, that much better.
Yeah, but that's if you do it. Like, a lot of times it doesn't happen. I mean, a lot of times, I agree with you. Like, yes, in a perfect world, it'd be so cool to watch that slow kind of climb to the top, and then you get there, and it's the sweetest thing possible. But there are a lot of examples. I can certainly give you a few where you just never get back.
Right, but they're going to be one of the favorites in the East next year. They have a window here, so it's not like they have aging players where this felt like the last of a run of a
team. It's not about the fact that they have aging players, and we'll certainly approach what they should do in this offseason, because there are a lot of Knicks fans that want to make major changes to this roster. We'll discuss. I'll tell you what I would do. But it's not specifically about, well, the core is old. What it's about to me is things falling the right way, whether it's luck with injuries or bad luck with injuries. Like last year, the Knicks got hit with bad luck when it comes to injuries, right? A big part of why they lost to Indiana in the seventh game and lost that series as a whole is they fell apart. Right. They fell apart injury-wise. And you never know when that's going to happen. Think about what happened to Boston. Now, granted, the Celtics were going to be down 3-1, but they lost Jason Tatum to a torn Achilles in the middle of the series. So a lot of it isn't they're too old to win. I went through this a couple weeks ago with you, Teak, where if you look at when guys win their first championships, they're usually in that sweet spot of being age 26, 27. The Knicks were a little bit past that.
Right.
Doesn't mean they can't do it. It just means, are you going to get all the injury luck and the luck around you to fall your way? And the odds are it's not going to happen year after year.
Yeah, they're delayed to their opportunity because of the age thing you mentioned. But it's also a different NBA where teams kind of feel like they come out of nowhere at times and become very relevant. In fact, we got two teams that have never been to the NBA or never won an NBA final, right? In this NBA final. And so nobody would have told you, or would have, if someone told you 3-4 years ago, the Pacers are going to have a chance to win an NBA title, nobody would have believed you, right? But here they are. And so OKC is probably the same way, especially after, you know, their previous history with really three potential probably Hall of Famers. And now they're all gone, and now they're probably going to win an NBA title.
And a part of that, without boring into specifics on this, is the way the salary cap is laid out. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to get pay increases every year. Mikal Bridges is eligible for an extension this summer, and so they're going to go over the first apron, they're going to go over the second apron. It's going to be tougher to build kind of things around this core. So that's why when you put it together and you have guys on team-friendly deals, you got to take advantage of it.
You better win now.
And that's why it comes back to this wasn't a disaster. I wouldn't use that word. It was a big missed opportunity. A big one. And there's a good chance that, as optimistic as you want to be, and I respect the hell out of that, Tommy, there's a really good chance you're not going to be right. There's a really good chance we're going to look back at 25 as the missed opportunity, like we're talking about right now. Let's go to Diego in the Bronx. Hey, Diego.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for the call.
Pleasure, man.
Okay, the last game with the Knicks, the third quarter when it started, and I saw that they jumped into a 12-point lead, I said the game was over already. I said, why does this always happen with the Knicks? They come out the locker room, and they just have no energy in the second half.
You can't explain it. Right. It's been going on forever.
We talked about it multiple times already this postseason. And so what is it? Is it the fatigue?
Mikal Bridges talked about using layup lines to get them going. They tried that, didn't work.
It's not that. It's just a sense of importance of that moment. And they did it one time in this series, and you saw the benefit of it. But if that's, to me, is the most egregious thing about this team, starting games like they did a couple times in the Boston series, and then restarting the game in the third quarter, that it will lose you games.
Especially in game six where they're down four and it feels you're down by four by the grace of the basketball gods.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were given a gift to be in that game. Like I sat there and I admit on the other side I'm rooting for your demise. I was nervous as all hell. I was like, are you kidding me? Cat and Brunson stunk. They're turning the ball over left and right and they're down by four. But I got to get to something, and it's very, very important I mention this because I believe this call is going to disappear into the ethers, and it cannot. It cannot in New York City. It cannot on our radio show. I know Game 6 was Saturday, and I'll be the guy. I'll pick up the torch and scream about it as a non-Knicks fan. But let me take you back to the third quarter of this game, mm-hmm. late third quarter. It is now a 12-point Indiana lead. The Knicks force a turnover. They've got a three-on-one fast break. And Deuce McBride is set up for an open three late third quarter. And I've said a million times how important it is to close out quarters. They got a chance to make this a 9-point game. I want you to take a listen to the play-by-play call, and then I'll remind you if you don't remember what this is.
Pope has the steal. It's off Durant. McBride on the wing. He's got the pass. He sets from three and fires. Got it.
Turnover. Another turnover.
Wow. Yeah, because they said he stepped out of bounds. And so when that play happens, a couple of thoughts. Number one, wow, that's a real killer. Wow, that's the worst turnovers the Knicks have had all day. Then I see the replay.
Yeah.
Take, I'm not even a Knicks fan. I got to scream about this. He wasn't even close to stepping out of bounds.
Right, I'm rewatching it now. I mean.
Bro. Bro. He is nowhere close.
Okay, so this to me feels like the NFL issue when someone's on the boundary. And by that, I mean, are his toes in, but his heels over, right? That's what this looks like. And it's so damn close. I think it's an illusion that makes this referee think that he's out of bounds. But I don't think his heels ever come down out of bounds.
His heel never comes down out of bounds. And think about what this does in this game. If the three goes, it's a 9-point game less than a minute to go in the third. I can't tell you the Knicks are going to win this game. But I could tell you that on the next possession, Obi Toppin drills a three. And so instead of it going from 12 to 9, it goes from 12 to 15. That's a 6-point swing on what was, I'm sorry, an absolute bogus call. Now, if that doesn't make me or you mad enough, I got one other thing. Don't you want to hear what Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy said about the replay? Because they're playing the replay. We all see that Deuce McBride's foot or heel is nowhere near the out-of-bounds line. So, yeah, I'd love to hear what Reggie has to say. I'd love to hear what Stan has to say. Stan Van Gundy's got no issue calling out the officials. Take a listen to what they had to say about the call or what they didn't say about the call.
McBride steps out.
I hate this anyway. With one defender back, Reggie, you got to run for a layup. I'm sorry. I know that's old school. It's one defender.
Do you know what modern day the NBA is? It's run to the three.
Yeah, listen. Even analytically, the layup is a far more effective shot.
Well, especially in playoff basketball.
So these two guys, while they're playing the replay, decide to break down the analytics of Deuce taking a three as opposed to driving to the basket instead of stating what everyone didn't see, which is him stepping out of bounds. Like, I'm sorry. And I hope that Knicks fans appreciate that I'll be the guy to scream about this, because if you scream about it, you're a whiny bitch. But I'm going to scream about it, and I hate the Knicks, right? Why would I scream about it? Other than the fact it was embarrassing, it was egregious,
right?
And it bothered me even more that Reggie and Stan
couldn't even address it
and say, hey, guys, I don't think he ever stepped out of bounds, because he didn't.
You know I don't like to get into the officiating, but this was egregious. You could fit...
Just don't call it this moment.
You could fit Marash between Deuce's heel and the out-of-bounds line. It was egregious call. And then I don't expect anything different.
And it was late, too.
Well, hold on. There had to be... I understand it was the last broadcast on TNT, so they were just dropping F-bombs after the game, and they didn't really care. But Reggie Miller showing up in black, not hiding it. Van Gundy is part of the coalition, but he does hide it. It was a complete and utter biased broadcast towards the Knicks. And I hate getting into it because to me it's about what's going on the court. It's about beating the team mano a mano. But for any Knicks fan, myself included, to have to listen and watch and listen to a Pacer broadcast on national TV and they completely ignore a play like that is beyond egregious.
I don't know how they don't mention that looks like a bad call.
Yeah.
And just for the record, because I know some Knicks fans took this out on Tom Thibodeau, that's not a challengeable play either.
Right.
So it's not as if they could have overturned it. It was just, it was such a bad call. And here's the thing about the NBA. There's a lot of possessions. There's a lot of points. Mm-hmm. There are certain possessions and certain plays that feel more important. And that was huge. Late third quarter, closeouts were important. A 12-point game is going to become a 9-point game, and then it goes back to 15. I thought it was just, it was a death sentence, bro. Yeah,
no, it definitely was. Just you rewatch it, and I'm just rewatching it. It is very close, but he's not out of bounds.
I'm going to disagree with you that it was very close. It was not close.
I'm just, from the angle that this ref is coming from, it's very close.
Now, what I was very confused about when I saw this call was I kept thinking about my dear friend Sean Morash, who told us on Friday that the officials were going to be biased towards the Knicks because, of course, the NBA wants a seventh game, and, of course, the NBA wants the New York market in the NBA Finals. So what happened? Did it get lost in the telegraph?
What happened, Evan, is, again, you're not listening to what I said. What I said was the NBA was going to want to push and not have an open weekend as the next game's Thursday. They got the Saturday. Game 7 should have.
Stop it.
They covered the weekend. They got us some coverage in the weekend. That's all they needed.
The NBA officials are not biased. They're just incompetent. Keep that in mind.
It's also, I'm going to be Tiki, it's biased.
Oh, bias. They're not biased. It's not biased.
It's biased.
Thank you.
Is
what?
It? I thought it was just B-I-A-S.
E-D.
Is it?
It's past tense.
I'm going to retract that one.
You know, here's what really annoys me sometimes about you and Tom. You do this both times. I butcher the English language enough. Don't correct me when I'm actually right. Like, come on.
I took a shot down the field. If I was wrong, what do you want?
Correct me when I'm actually wrong. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
Big-time disappointed Knicks fan, but I think the thing that's going kind of unsaid a little bit is the fact that Carlisle's got to get a lot of credit for taking Brunson out. I mean, Brunson's not a distributor, and, you know, once you force him to do something with the basketball, you saw the results. The turnovers were way, way, way too many, and I think that was a conscious effort on his part to do that. And then the results kind of came after that. I don't think he let Brunson do what he had to do.
They played Jalen Brunson very physical and very aggressive in this series.
Right.
And Jalen's still at his moments because at times Jalen's unstoppable, especially when he goes into his bag. But they really gave him fits throughout this series.
This is where the Jalen off the ball conversation becomes more prevalent and more, I think, real to talk about.
And he tried that with Mikal Bridges handling the basketball.
He definitely did. It just, you don't want to say, hey, you need a better ball handler to come in and play with Jalen Brunson, because then that takes the ball out of Jalen Brunson's hands. But there has to be a good mix of him on ball and off ball so that it gets harder for the Pacers to do what they did to Jalen Brunson. Right? He can't be worn out to the point where he just makes dumb mistakes.
And this, of course, leads to, what do you do for next year? We'll start to get into that coming up. Why most Knicks fans have collectively turned on Karl-Anthony Towns. And if we agree with that assessment, that Towns needs to go. We address it all coming up, plus your calls at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.